And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much, legendary John Bon Jovial. So great to be back here once again with all you listeners from around the world. And, of course, our legendary co-host, John Bon Jovial. Just a ball to be back here. We've got some great music, some neat people to talk to today. We know you're going to have a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for joining us. Also, a special thanks to our listeners in Rochester, New York, who listen on WRFZ, FM 106.3, otherwise known as Rochester Free Radio. And, of course, we want to thank Mary Perry of the Rochester area, who's an accredited disability representative and underwrites the David Bowers Awards on Rochester Free Radio. Thank you so much, Mary Perry. We are so appreciative of your help in making sure all of our friends in Rochester get to listen to the show. We have, well, you know what? We're going to get right to our first song because we do have a lot of music and some interesting people today, not the least of which is this gentleman who has released one album as frontman of his own band, the Chris Lane Band. He's also released a second album, Girl Problems, via Big Loud Records, and he's charted four singles on Hot Country Songs and Country Airplay charts, including a number one song called The Fix. This is his latest. It's called Hero. This is Chris Lane.
Her and her friends piled into a Camry, headed downtown. Got in for free. She's all dolled up, looking VIP. Walked in, found a booth, took a seat. Wiped a tear from the corner of her eye. Faked a smile to the Corona guy. Usually she wouldn't give him the time of day. But hey, in here tonight, she don't wanna feel nothing real. She just wants somebody to give her attention for a minute, call her beautiful. She ain't trying to wind up in love. She's just trying to burn some time up on a Friday night in the neon light. Yeah, he hurt her so. She just needs a hero to save her from being all alone. Preparing for a drink she don't want. Nothing more than a dance or two. She's feeling blue, but she just needs a hero. Mm-mm. And she just needs a hero. He's all geared up for his football game. He's wearing his jersey with the same last name. That's a reminder of the guy that ain't around these days. And his mama's up in them aluminum stands, saying, run, baby, run. She's his number one fan, doing the best she can, wondering why his daddy can't be a better man. He just wants to feel what kids feel walking off the football field after winning for a minute in his daddy's pants. A kid should never have to wonder if his old man even loves him on a Friday night under Friday lights. Shouldn't be so sad, that should be his hero. But left him and his mama all alone, barely even calls him on the phone. Every year in March sends a birthday card, but he just needs a hero. Just needs a hero. There's an old white-haired preacher man with a leather-bound good book on the stand. Says, if you're ready for a change, here's a chance. With every head bow, slip up your hand. If you wanna feel something real that this mean old world can't kill, not even Satan, there's a savior You wash away your sins. All you gotta do is repent. Open up your heart, accept Him, and He'll save your soul. Jesus is a hero. Ooh, and everybody needs a hero. Jesus is a hero. And everybody needs a hero.
There you have it, Chris Lane. We're really going to be spanning the genres this week. That was a Christian country song. It's his latest single, Hero. We're also going to be going a little bit traditional R&B, not really old-fashioned R&B, but more traditional R&B than hip-hop. And then we're going to go, we're going to do a mixture with our second artist. We're going to have a little bit of pop and then a little bit of pop country. So we're going to be jumping all over the place and going to give you lots to listen to this week. This is a show where you and our guests pick the award winners, and that's simply because we decided there's so many award shows that we'd make every show an award show and give you a chance to help pick the winners. So if you've got someone that you know has done something incredibly good or incredibly dumb, as the case may be, and you think they deserve an award and to be shown off in front of listeners around the world, send us their name and the reason you think they're deserving of an award. And, hey, we may use it right here on the show like we're going to right now. So let's get right to it so we can get to our first guest and more music, of course. Our first The David Bowers Award of the Week. All righty then. And our first David Bowers Award, The David Bowers Award of the Week, goes to a friend and listener and longtime follower, David J. Shaw, up north of the border in Canada. He has a new country music reviews blog. And David is dedicated to putting the country back in country. And it won't always be necessarily the newest country releases, but they're going to be releases that you may not be aware of. New artists and emerging artists. This isn't your usual new music blog that's subtly trying to sell you music. This is music that he has actually found that is deserving of your listening and, you know, from both the artist and the fan's perspective. This is a private music lover posting his honest personal opinions. You can agree, you may not agree, but he gives you a brief synopsis and directs you to where you can decide for yourself by listening to the artist with no commercials and no arm wrestling, no trying to convince you that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Just listen and decide for yourself. So we'd like to congratulate the David Shaw. Yeah, of course, David J. Shaw, and give you our first The David Bowers Award of the Week, David J. Shaw of Canada, for your country music reviews blog. John Bon Jovial.
Well, yes, sir. Well, you know, congratulations, David, and we're very much looking forward to keeping track on that blog to see what goes on and what kind of progress that you make with it. But coming up on the show today, we've got some pretty good things, don't we, David? We've got a couple of excellent music guests that we're going to be premiering today. Well, not premiering. I think we've had a couple of them on before. And you're telling me to stop. I shall stop.
Yes, I am remiss. I am remiss in one thing with our award to Mr. David Shaw, David J. Shaw. I wanted to include the link, and I, for some reason, didn't. So I will tell you, it is a secure link, by the way, folks, so you can feel safe going there. The address is davescountrymusicreviews.wordpress.com. That's Dave as in David, davescountrymusicreviews.wordpress.com. Go ahead, John, as you were.
Okay, I can have my piece now.
You can have it.
I can say
now,
my
yes.
bit. I can. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was very rude of you to interrupt me like that.
Yes, it was.
I'll let you
yes,
get away with it this time.
Well, you are just
we got a couple
nicest
of great
guy.
People coming on the show today. We really do. Our first guest is going to be a guy named Clayton Morgan. And he's got a couple of really great songs that I know that you're going to like. And then we also have Joy Villa that she's going to be joining us later on. And she has a song called Devil in the City. And just because of the title of the song, I'm very much looking forward to talking to her with you as well. So that being said, David, I think that we have somebody on the phone here waiting eagerly to talk to us. And so we should get to it and play some music and get Mr. Morgan in here.
I think that would be an excellent idea, Clayton. We will be with you momentarily right after we spin the first Clayton Morgan song. And this one is his latest hit, just released a little bit ago and already starting to pick up traction around the country. We have it here for your listening enjoyment and approval. Clayton Morgan, it's called A Taste for Love.
Taste for love. In the morning, in the evening, in the late, I got to have your love. Have your love. Hi, this is Nick the Geek Rogers. And when I'm not fixing David Bauer's mistakes, I'm listening to him deliver the best indie music and news right here on The David Bowers Awards. If it rocks your radio, it's The David Bowers.
There you have it. It's called A Taste for Love by a gentleman who is, really music history in the making. He's the son of Eddie Daniels of the Four Sonics, whom you may remember. He's making his own new start with his debut single, Taste for Love, which you just heard. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would please welcome Mr. Clayton Morgan. Hello there, Clayton.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome there. And we're so glad to have you here with us today. And we want to thank Michael of MTS Management for putting us in contact with you. So it's people like Michael that help us find the best talent and people that, you know, we might not catch as early. And we're glad to be able to catch you while your new single is breaking. Now, you do have a bit of history in the music business in your family. Tell us about that.
Well, my dad was a member of the Four Sonics group, which is a group out of Detroit from the late 1960s. It was a quartet. And he was a part of that group, and they had a song there. I guess their signature song would be You Don't Have to Say You Love Me by, the most famous version of that song was recorded by Dusty Springfield.
Right, and you came along later with that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they put like, a little R&B soul spin on it, and did a lot of different shows and performed at the Apollo Theater in New York. And that's really where I get it from, my dad. And as a kid, I grew up always in entertainment and wanting to sing. And so here I am today.
Absolutely. And with a background like that, you definitely have the creds to go with it. Tell us, did you get to go around the net with your dad on some of the gigs? I know you probably didn't tour with him, but did you get to go to some of his gigs?
No, actually, at the time when I was born, the group had already separated.
Ah, that's too bad.
So it was before I was born, but I always heard the stories about it. And then a lot of people around the city, of course, they knew of the records that they had made, because they got a lot of traction and play in Detroit. So,
Clayton,
I mean, I never.
Go ahead, Clayton.
Finish up.
No, I was just going to say, I never really got a chance to experience that kind of lifestyle. I wish I could have. That would have been awesome if I actually got to see that and experience that. But, I wasn't fortunate enough to experience that.
Well, I can tell that the talent gene passed from one generation to the next, because I want to congratulate you on what we just played, A Taste for Love, because I was listening to this, and as David will tell you, and will tell almost every single one of our guests, I never really get to hear the music before the show starts, because they want my honest input of what I think of the music. So, and I'm listening to A Taste for Love, and I got to tell you that first of all, melodically, it's put together beautifully. I love the production values in it. And I also really like the jazz influence that's in there. And so much so, it kind of reminded me of Joe Sample and his Jazz Crusaders from the late 70s, early 80s. And, I tell you what, you've done some nice things there. And one of the things that it kind of reminded me of a little bit, and I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, and if you're not, then you should look it up on YouTube, and that would be the Crusaders featuring a singer by the name of Randy Crawford doing a song called Street Life. And I think that you'll see where I'm coming from if you listen to that. But really nice job, my friend. Really nice job.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
We've got a We've got a little bit of a surprise coming up here and before we let you go for your next track. And we'll get to that in a couple of minutes because I want you to tell us a little bit about it. But since you did not get to travel with your dad, I mean, you know, that does make it a little inconvenient when the when you're born after the career has moved on. What was your dad's influence on you as far as your music career was concerned?
Just his love for music. I mean, he always used to listen to music around the house. So I have a large, I guess you would call it a variety of different music that was going on back then.
Okay.
When I was growing up. So, I mean, of course, a lot of it was a Motown sound because that's where we're from.
Oh, absolutely.
So a lot of that Motown artist and a lot of other artists, Ray Charles, Wilson Pickett, some of everything.
Okay, now you mentioned Wilson Pickett. Would I be correct in assuming that some of your music has a bit of a harder edge than Taste of Love?
Well, I think I'm not really well. I'm not as far as a harder edge.
Well, you know what I mean. A little grittier, a little more Wilson Pickett-ish.
I'm trying to think. Like the one song that I remember by him that my dad used to play is, I think it was called, was it The Midnight Hour?
Oh yeah, that was my favorite. I love
that
song.
That was a song he used to play a lot. Yeah, I don't really think my music has that type of vibe to it, but it is definitely it's definitely like a smooth R&B with some jazz flair here and there. I like want to incorporate some funk type stuff too.
I think that may have been where I was going now. Pickett, some of his music was a little grittier, a little edgier, but the funk, I guess, is probably what I was thinking of. The fact that, you know, his music was definitely more funky than jazz, and that was probably what was crossing my mind at the time. Now, when did you yourself start getting involved in actually seriously doing music?
Well, I actually, probably like in the last year and a half, I have gotten into more so of writing and getting the music together as far as working on production and then working on lyrics, working out song ideas and building a team that can help me achieve my goals of getting the music out there and getting it heard. But I started out really young. I mean, the first song I wrote, I was probably 13 or 14 years old.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
So, yeah, I started out real young, like the first time I actually wrote a song. And then I remember I was trying to record demos even then, like back then. But then as I got older and graduated high school, it was like, okay, life kind of just happened and the music kind of fell on the back burner. But now it's like I've come to want to come back to what it was that I always wanted to do. It was like my first love. So it's like, you know, I guess if you're really not doing what you love, then you always feel like you're missing something. So I just want to come back to it because I always wanted to do it. And I feel like it's my time to do it.
I understand that. And you're absolutely right. If you're not doing what you enjoy, you're not only missing something, you're making life harder than it really has to be. But did you have, I guess you could say, an epiphany moment? Did you have a particular moment or time in your life when the bell actually rang and you just sort of looked at yourself and said, hey, wait a minute, this is what I really want to do?
I did. I had been thinking about it prior to, it's probably like 2016 sometime. And I actually had an invite to go to the Grammy Awards in 2017. And so I went to the Grammy Awards and there was an artist that was a presenter, a jazz artist. that came out on the stage to present. And they said, you know, they gave her introduction before she came out, and they talked about her career a little bit, introducing her, and they said she started her career at age 42.
And that
was like the epiphany moment for me. That was the epiphany moment, honestly, because kind of like, man, I'm getting, I don't know, I guess because I'm always, growing up and being younger, I was always thinking about listening to, I guess, the top 40 type of music, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So I kind of felt like I fell off that spectrum. Like I'm at a point in life where, okay, I can't be like Justin Bieber, you know, or, you know, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like
a,
I'm
that's
past
a good
that
thing
age.
Too.
I mean, yeah, but I'm past that stage in life. So it's like, okay, is there a place for me to do what I really love? Because I guess I was just thinking like, dang, maybe I'm too old for this, you know?
Well, let me ask you a question then. What is that place? Can you envision that place in life for Clayton Morgan? What, you know, where do you want to be? And where are you now in relation to where you want to be?
You know, everything right now, well, I'm not where I want to be just yet. But everything is definitely like building blocks right now at this point. It's really like the, and I said this in another interview, I said it's like the birth of Clayton Morgan in a way, you know. So I just feel like right now everything is slowly coming together. Like I have a great production team with the music. I got that intact. I have Michael Stover, great guy. I mean, he has all these different connections that can help me get the music to be heard and for me to be showcased and tell people what it is that I want to do and let them know that this is what I love and this is what I'm trying to do and I'm trying to share that with everyone. So that piece right there, having that, and then having like my, I guess this was like a choreographer, like artist development type person, you know, that can you know, help me with certain things, like certain aspects of, well, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do this. This is how you need to do that. As far as like, you know, because everybody has learned when you go out on stage how to do this. Most of the times it's not natural. You do have to learn and you do have to practice to be the best at what it is you want to do.
Exactly.
So when I say that, just having like all these different components in place right now, I feel like I'm already starting, you know, I had the foundation. And as I get out there, and there will be shows coming up here pretty soon, probably in August sometime, that's just going to build upon what people can see that I can do. And then maybe something else, another component will come in where, okay, I'll have a booking agent that'll say, okay, we like what you do live, and I want to book you for this. I'm going to do that. That's where I'm trying to get to right now. So right now it's like having everybody in place to showcase the talent, and then the next thing is for me to get out there so people can see it and then take that and move to the next step of really being a performing, touring artist. That's what I want to do.
Gotcha. And I know exactly where you're coming from, what you mean by having all the right people to take you in whichever direction that particular person specializes in, whether it's voice or presentation, choreography, whatever it is, having all the right people. And it's great that you've got a guy like Michael Stover. As I said, we appreciate the fact that he gets us in touch with some excellent artists, including yourself. And we're very thankful for that. You actually partially answered my next question, which was going to be about whether you're doing any live appearances. So you're actually, you're going to be picking that up in probably around August, you said.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of putting together what the live show is going to look like right now. So I'm working on that. I just finished filming the music video for Taste for Love. That I just finished that on the 4th of July. So that should be coming out pretty soon here. Still some more editing to do on the video, but
great.
That's going to be coming out as well.
Speaking of more to do, and before we run out of time, which we're almost out of right now, I want to get to this next track. We've got about 30 seconds, and this is a, actually, I guess it's an unfinished track. I know it's one that hasn't been heard before, so we have the privilege of being one of the first places in the world to actually play the song. I hope our listeners appreciate it. Tell us a little bit, if you can, about The Beat Is Calling Me.
The Beat Is Calling Me is just a feel-good song. I feel like it's kind of on the jazzy edge a little bit. It's got a nice groove to it, and it's just about hearing the beat, and when you hear it, it makes you want to move your feet, and just the feeling that you get when you listen to music. And, you know, no, don't ask me any questions why I'm feeling like a slave to the rhythm right now. I mean, the beat is calling
gotcha.
Me.
Yeah, a feel-good R&B song. I got you there, and I appreciate that. Want to thank you very much for coming, spending some time with us. Keep in touch with us. We'd love to follow your career and have you come back here and tell us more about it as you move along towards your goal and becoming a superstar, we hope. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. Clayton Morgan, my friends, and this is called The Beat Is Calling Me.
Don't ask me.
Abbott, George Clayton, and I love talking with our guests. It's so interesting that we often get carried over, and we just did run over. So without any further ado, we're going to move right along to our next guest, who is a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, a bit of an activist. You've probably heard of her before. If you haven't, you're sure going to. She's known for, among other things, attention-grabbing outfits, which she has worn to the Grammys, among other places. But today, we're here to talk about her music, and we're going to do just that right after you listen to this track from Joy Villa. It's called Devil in the City.
Her mother and father tried to keep her safe. She wanted to go farther, landed in L.A. Then pounding the pavement just to get a break. Spent all her life savings, 'cause that's what it takes. There's a devil in the city of angels. He's gonna take you far, say you stole for a couple of favors. You're gonna be a star if you leave your conscience at the door. There's plenty of parts for the girl next door. There's a devil in the city of angels. His couch is warm. She gets the audition. He says, now come with me. Remove your inhibitions, let's play the scene. She speaks up years later, finally tells the world, and finds out she's just one of a thousand girls. There's a devil in the city of angels. He's gonna take you far, sell your soul for a couple of favors. You're gonna be a star. You leave your conscience at the door. There's plenty of parts for the boy next door. There's a devil in the city of angels. And his couch is warm. And dear sister, if he's hurt you, please just say it now. There's a devil in the city of angels. He's gonna take you far, sell your soul for a couple of favors. You're gonna be a star if you leave your conscience at the door. There's plenty of parts for the girl next door. There's a devil in the city of angels. His couch is warm. Is warm. His couch is warm.
That's Joy Villa, and we are happy to have her with us here today. Come on in and say hello to everyone, Joy.
Hi, hello everybody. Joy Villa in the house.
Joy is in the house. Hey, welcome aboard. It's so great to have you here, Princess Joy. You have such a career going. You're doing so many things and making so much noise. The we're hoping to get the scoop on your music career, and you have a you have quite a track record there, just with the one EP Static.
That's
became
right.
Number one among digital downloads on Amazon, iTunes, and it was up to the top 100 in several countries.
Billboard,
on the iTunes.
It hit number one on Billboard in alternative and rock, and it was number 12 on the top 200 albums for that week. Beating out Beyonce, Adele, Lady Gaga. It was amazing. Really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it hit one chart like that, you could say, it was a fluke or, you know, whatever. But when it's all over the place like that, I mean, you were number two on the digital album charts, number six on the top album charts. I mean, that's crazy. That is fantastic. How did you take the feeling when you realized what was going on?
Oh, I was ecstatic. I'm still ecstatic. You know, the fact that I've been able to do so much with my career. I mean, I've been doing this since 2011, and my first single, Cold Wind, I've got a bunch of singles out. You know, you put out music and you don't really expect it to be heard as much as you want at first. You know, you have to, you know, pay your dues and so forth. But
sure,
to be able
sure.
to have done that, it's like it's my bucket list, you know. Now I just got to do gold, platinum,
you
do all that stuff. Very fulfilling.
Oh, absolutely. Now, with that, with the gold and platinum in mind, where are you right now? Are you in the process of creating more music? Are you getting ready for more? Are you going to the studio? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So I'm in the process of creating more music. I actually was in the recording studio yesterday and recorded two new songs. So it's kind of funny. I'm not like a normal artist that sort of, you know, does one thing. Only, you know, most artists go in the studio, they're writing, or first they're writing, and then they go in the studio and they're recording, and then they release their album, then they're touring. It's like a very seasonal sort of gig, you could say. But I do everything all at the same time. I've got speaking engagements, I've got singing engagements lined up, you know, a political activist, you know, a fashion muse. So I'm working with some fashion lines, going to come out with my own brand of jeans coming out very soon. Denim. Yeah. So I'm working on those and possibly a cosmetics line. So that's all in the near future. I'm writing a book and I'm writing and recording tons of new music. So you would definitely see, my hopes are to make a feature length album. We've got almost enough songs now to release it. Sometime in the not too far future. I just really want it to be great for my fans, who I call Joy Tribe. I really want to give them meaty songs, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Now, before we go any further, I can't resist this. I've had some bucket lists of my own, and some of the things on the list are a little bit, you know, a little offbeat. Like I always wanted to do the "May I have the envelope, please," which I finally got to do here on my own show, which is one of the things I love about doing my own show. I can do anything I want to do. And another one of those silly little things that I've always wanted to do after watching all of the, you know, the big time major award shows. I've always wanted to say this. So bear with me, Joy. What are you wearing today?
Well, you know, in this climate, they say that that's sexist. And I say, what?
Yeah,
you haven't even asked what are they wearing for years. And everyone knows women look better than men all the time.
Absolutely.
And nobody tunes into an award show to see what the guys are wearing. So, but I remember there was an uproar, you know, say, oh, don't ask women what they're wearing. That's sexist.
Yes.
But what? Fashion is a part of the way we express ourselves, in addition to being fantastic moms or CEOs and business owners and doctors. Women can do everything, but we can also do fashion. So I would not be offended if you asked me, what am I wearing?
And you look at it, like you said, people don't turn into the shows to see what the guys are wearing. And obviously they want to see what people are wearing, or we wouldn't have these, you know, these red carpet pre-shows that are longer than some of the award shows. And then also there's the credits. These ladies put on some fantastic outfits, as I know you're aware. And they or the artist that created them want to get their credits too. So, you know, I don't see anything sexist about it. I think we're just PCing ourselves to death. I mean, it's crazy.
We really are. It's become so crazy. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you what I'm wearing right now is I'm wearing a big red skirt from H&M and a pink shirt that says Future POTUS.
Ha ha. I like it. It makes me wish we were doing video today.
Well,
we are so happy to have you here with us, and I hope you will keep us in mind for your future releases. You're working on new stuff. We'd love to have you come back and maybe debut some of it on the show when you get it in the can. Well, put us down on
you. One of my favorite things I have is my new singing pen. I don't know if you sing my new singing pen, but I sing the national anthem It's a pen that you can write with. It's a total conversation piece, and it's on my website. It's a Joy Villa pen. It's a limited edition. Yeah, you go to joyvilla.com/store. That's joyvilla.com/store.
That's cool. That is very cool.
That is. That like is that. Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, every time you write something, do you have to then take your hat off and put your hand over your heart because the pen is playing the national anthem?
Of course. You have to share with
you're
you
not going to get anything accomplished then.
It's all about respect, man.
That's right. You'll get respect. Accomplished.
I love it. I love it, Joy.
I love it.
Oh,
it's great.
Now, are you currently in tour anywhere?
I am planning a tour, actually. The first stop will be my hometown. I moved to Los Angeles. I was hopping around. I was in New York, and I still hop around all the time. I'm always in D.C. and Florida. But now I'm in Los Angeles. We just moved to West Hollywood, and I will definitely be touring here starting the end of the year. So you can, and then maybe I'll get out to you guys as well, hopefully.
Well, yeah, see if you can be sure to try and get Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona area, and maybe Naples, Fort Myers, Florida for my co-host, John Bon Jovi. We'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah!
That'd be great.
That would be incredible. I think we can put that down. That would be fun.
Okay, I have a question for you, my darling, and that is this.
Yes.
I ask this question of everybody, and it really is, you know, some people might think it whimsical, but I do actually take it very seriously. And that is, who influences you? You know, what are you all about? Who or what is your muse when it comes to creating your music?
Well, I would definitely say energy, people. I would say that spiritual energy you get from speaking with people, interacting with people. And I like to see what is current, you know, what's affecting people right now. And it's sort of the more I read and hear personal stories, the more influences my music, because I feel like as a writer, I don't want to just tell my perspective on things, but I want to tell other perspectives. So, you know, someone going through a heartbreak or someone who feels like they can't win in life, I want to write that song to encourage that person that they can win and that they will get through those hard times. Or the song that just cries with them. But it's really human emotion. It's being human, it's being sensitive, being an artist. That's my job. And that's what influences me.
Do you consider yourself to be a complete and total original, or do you let other people influence you and put that, you know, that kind of style into your music, trying to employ maybe something that Adele or a particular phrase that Adele might use, not a verbal phrase, but a musical phrase, or with Beyonce,
or even some of the older stuff
like Tommy James or
artist.
Anything like that.
I would never copy them. I'm just kidding. Of course. Of course. You know, I mean, anyone who says they're not influenced by other great artists, you know, is lying, you know, point blank period. I love listening to other artists. Adele, love her bluesy, you know, heartbreak music. I'm really influenced by the older singers, the Motown era, you know, Dinah Washington. I'm really the Pointer Sisters. You know, you get a lot of the old school stuff I listen to. Even Frank Sinatra, I was raised listening to old Blue Eyes. And some of the modern stuff as well, you know. But David Bowie in the 70s, I have to say, Led Zeppelin, that's probably my biggest influence, you know. 70s era rock, also 80s rock, like Queen. I covered We Are the Champions by Queen. I did a live cover. That's on my YouTube. And that's it's also for sale. And a lot of people like that one. I love rock and roll. I love having a good time.
I never would have guessed.
I was listening to your song. Sure. I was listening to Devil in the City, and you know, and the reason why I asked you that question that I did was because there was a very almost imperceptible flavor of Etta James in there, and I was just wondering if you did that on purpose, or is that a happy accident?
I think that's a happy accident. Well done for you, for your ears. I love Etta James. I definitely am influenced by soulful, the soulful black singers of that time. I mean, really, there's nothing like it. There's never been anything like it. But Etta, that's a compliment. That's a huge
compliment. Yeah, she could do no wrong as far as I was concerned.
I know. She was really one of the best singers, I think, of her generation.
She's a classic artist.
I try to inject as much soul and get that classic feel. And a lot of my stuff is moving towards more of the Motown classic feel. A lot of people say 90s. I make the Static was more 90s, a little more Alanis, you know, Alanis Morissette. And I feel like that's where I sort of sit. But when I push myself, I get more soulful and gritty and kind of growl. And, you know, Devil in the City is about those men and the women, but it's talking about the Weinstein types, the ones that take advantage of the men and women that come to Hollywood, and they fall into this trap, and they get used, they get abused, and they don't know who to talk to. So this is really, it's about a small town girl who, against her parents' wishes, goes to Hollywood and ends up, you know, falling down that rabbit hole. It's a very common story.
Joy, we've only got a couple of minutes left. I've got a couple more things I want to ask you. I know we were going to focus on your music, and we've been doing that, but I just cannot resist asking you this one off the music cuff question, because I saw it. I'm intrigued by the concept, and I'm just wondering, are you really seriously considering running for Congress?
Great question. I was seriously considering it. I actually opened up an exploratory committee for my hometown of Florida. I moved there as a kid and have a lot of family in Florida, big connections out there, Miami to Tampa, Jacksonville, all over. So I opened up an exploratory committee and was looking into it. Right now, with projects I have open, I have a book and a tour and all the things going on, it's not the right time. But in the future, I possibly might still run. Politics is a big part of my life, and I look to get even more active in the next coming years.
Wonderful. And we look forward to having you come back and see us again with your new music or whatever you've got going on. We'd love to have you come back and see us again. Before we let you go, the last question is this. Tell us a little bit about this next song we're going to play, because it's a complete change of pace from what we heard in Devil in the City, this one called Home Sweet Home.
Oh, yeah, Home Sweet Home. And these are both off my newest EP called Home Sweet Home. This one is all about traveling the world. I did everything. I really did everything in that song except for Meet the Queen. That's on my bucket list. But I found out that all these beautiful countries, all this traveling, honestly, when I come back to America, that's where I feel home. And that's why I love America. So that's my love song to the USA.
Wonderful. Joy, thank you so much for coming, spending time with us, and telling us about your career and everything. We do seriously look forward to having you come back again in the very near future. Joy Villa, ladies and gentlemen, and here she is. It's called Home Sweet Home.
Dreaming as a kid, life was better somewhere else. Saved my money for so long, so that I could see the world. Thought the magic was out there, somewhere very far away. I've been all around the globe, and I'm standing here today. America, your freedom is everything to me. No matter where I travel, America, home sweet home to me. Sang karaoke in Japan, saw the stars in Mexico. Got a tan the south of France, sailed through Venice on a boat. Met Her Majesty in London, walked the Spanish steps of Rome. Fell in love with Paris, but I still miss my home. America, your freedom is everything to me. No matter where I travel, there freedom is everything to me. No matter where I travel, there's no place I'd rather be. America, oh sweet home, you'll always be my home sweet home. America, home sweet home to me.
Joy Villa, thank you so much. Thank you, listeners, for joining us again this week. Be back next week. We'll have another fun show for you. John Bon Jovial, take us home.
Great music today. Great guests. Really enjoyed it, David. Thank you, everybody. It was just great having you with us today. The David Bowers Awards is heard around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and also from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. And we are available for free on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, Amazon Alexa devices, and also a lot of these other silly platforms that are out there that are just too numerous to mention. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook page and also on Twitter, and join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ FM 106.3 Rochester Free Radio, and Blog Talk Radio Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and of course 7 p.m. Greenwich time for all you international bon vivants for more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it all happen. So until next week for the David Bowers Awards and the David Bowers himself, Nick the Geek, and myself, I am yours truly, John Bon Jovial, the legendary one. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.